Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Okay, it is Dom time to big news. President Trump to go on patrol tonight with law enforcement, waiting for more details on that, exactly what that means. Wow, here we go. All right, 855-839-1210. All right, so I mentioned Delaware County. Delaware County, as the Inquirer said, is poised to become the first of Philadelphia's collar counties to ban discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and, wait for it, gender identity. There we go. See what's going on with this crew. All right, I'm not going to rent to you. You're gay. No. It's the gender identity nonsense in schools and other sporting events and God knows what. That's what they're about. They interview Linda Embry, a Wallingford mother of an adult transgender woman, said parents of transgender individuals are facing an immense amount of fear for their children. When her daughter presented as a man, she was able to fly under the radar and face little discrimination. All that changed when her daughter began to live authentically. Now, as she walks through the street as a transgender woman, the amount of oppression she has to absorb is painful. But Joe Finio, a Marble resident, complained the council was too focused on social issues rather than financial problems. Delaware County raised taxes by a whopping 23% last year. In response, Councilmember Christine Rother argued that much of the county's budget is spent on social issues like mental health, child abuse, trauma from bullying, and crime victimization. She said LGBTQ Americans face disproportionately high levels of mental health struggles. There are people who have differences in the way they live their lives and how they're seen. They need to be addressed. And she seems to be implying that would cut cost by doing that. The chair of the Media Republican Party, Michael Cera, told council members that as a gay man, he supported the non-discrimination ordinance, but he asked if the non-discrimination ordinance could be passed without the commission because of the costs running the commission could create for county government. Let me see if I can tell you anything else here. Let's see. The part that got me was the gender identity part, okay? You know, the other, we've been there, Supreme Court, gay marriage, everything else, right? The gender identity part, though. What does that mean around various trans issues? That's where this is headed. All right. So I'm looking at Fox that Trump will go on patrol tonight. We'll see exactly what details. This has been, at least as far as fighting crime, a rousing success. And Democrats, once again, are attaching themselves to something that is, I don't know if this one's 80-20, might be 75-25. There are people in D.C. that don't want to see as many police. There's no doubt. But by and large, the numbers and what's going on here, and the National Guard is more just a deterrent force as opposed to actually being the enforcers. It's a force multiplier. That's what's working here, and it's increasing, particularly the train station. I mean, we had Scott Jennings on. You go through that train station. I've had a similar experience. There's a lot of people that are homeless, probably mentally ill. There's chaos and all that. Maybe not so much now. And again, this is the point that keeps on getting made. This is the nation's capital. So you would think that we would see more of this. You would think that this is something that would be welcomed. All right. One other thing, going back to school. And I thought about this before. It's not a perfect solution, but people, you know, are worried about school shootings. We go through spasms of these, without a doubt. Now the new thing is to have drones on campus. They would be stored in secure boxes on campus, can be deployed within 5 seconds of silent panic buttons being activated. The drones, operated remotely by a team in Texas, this new contraption, provide constant live video feeds to first responders and, in some cases, fire non-lethal projectiles to delay or incapacitate an assailant. So, in other words, we hear this all the time. You know, the best the cops are going to do is 90 to 120 seconds to be anywhere near there. Now, I would prefer people on campus that can return fire and stop this, or at least till the posse arrives. But drones that will both give first responders a good sense of what's going on, and also maybe fire at someone who's firing at someone else. I don't know about the non-lethal, what it would do to them, etc., but that's what's being talked about. But the world is aflame here on Fox with Trump going on patrol tonight. All right? This Secret Service nightmare for them, I assume. I don't think he's going to be riding around in a limo on patrol. I think he's going to be walking. Kirk, you had something there?
I was going to say, I think he's going to, hopefully he's not going to be like in a Pope Mobile kind of thing.
No. I don't know if we'll go in the subway. I think, now look, if he goes to the train station, now here's the only problem. If he's on the street and all, and they're moving, it's going to be pretty hard to have massive protesters. But these people the other day were just seething. They were out of their mind when Vance and Hegseth were there. You have Trump at the train station, there's going to be thousands of them. I mean, it could become an issue. You need, I feel for the National Guard and the Secret Service then, you need a lot. You know, they're mobs. They're seething. They just can't get enough to go after this stuff. All right, so it's 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210. I think it's a good idea. The logistics, though, the infrastructure of protection of the president, as I said, with the various mobs that are there, they live for something like this. And this gives them a warning tonight. And the train station is one of the epicenters of this. I don't know that it'll go into the subway either. So it's a bit of a nightmare for Secret Service. Yeah, no Pope Mobile. Don't drive around in the limo. Maybe Trump would like to drive. I don't even know if he drives. He strikes me as a guy that doesn't drive. He drives a golf cart.
He drives. He's got a license. He drives.
Yeah, but I have not seen him drive anything.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen him operate anything other than a golf
cart. No, and you lose it, Kirk. You know, it's one of those things. That's the biggest thing, I think. You get out of touch if you don't drive. You got to drive. Yeah.
You're not wrong about that.
Yeah.
So,
being driven around all the time, it's like, oh, God. Shove over, Secret Service.
Well, you don't like that to begin with. You think you got to make small talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
No, that's Richie Owie. He right. says he's taking the train because he doesn't want to have to talk
Ridiculous.
To the guy.
Yep.
Yeah, the guy, it's like Elaine with the jumbles and all. Yeah,
Pretend to be deaf.
Yeah, pretend to be deaf. Let's go to Gary in Newtown. Gary is in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
First it's French fries, now it's a ride-along. I kind of agreed with the French fries. I think that was a pretty cool thing to do. It was apropos of what he was being made fun of and what the point we're trying to make. But I'm not really a big fan of doing the ride-around. I'm really not.
How come?
Because I think it's a glory hound-ish. There's really no point. I mean, all of the YouTubers in the world can just video or record and put on YouTube what we're seeing in D.C., which is a phenomenal thing. But I don't necessarily need we need to put the president at risk. I really don't. It's not to me. It's not something that's smart.
Yeah, I don't know how much risk will be at, but you're right. Anything like this, there is some degree of risk, and it puts the Secret Service because you could have a mob coming at them. That's the thing that would be tricky rather than something else.
I certainly wouldn't announce that I was going to do it. I might have done it, but I wouldn't announce it.
Yeah, you know what? That would have been better. And then toward the end of it, he goes on True Social or whatever and says, I'm just coming back. I was out there. Here's what I saw. Yeah, that would have been safer. Yeah.
As far as the side question is concerned, you and I agree on a lot of things, but I'll say I do edge. I would rather come edge your neighborhood. I would rather eat a dozen oysters like you did last week. I'd rather make out with a girl that just smoked a cigar rather than clean my garage.
Oh, brilliantly put. What metaphors? All right. Smoke the cigar. Oh, God. All right. Cigar smoking women out there. Gary of Newtown is stepping up to the plate on here. He'd rather do that.
Gary
clean
really
out his
doesn't
basement.
Want to clean his garage.
Yes. All right. 855-839-1210. Somebody must have messed with the closed captioning here. I don't know if we can restore that because I want to see what Fox, I got to get some details here from them of exactly what he's going to do as far as where he's going to go or what type of deal. I don't think the risk is the risk of what he faced in Butler. I think it's more if they know he's going to be at that train station, they'll bring 10,000 people out there. The other day with Vance and Hegseth, they were just seething to get at them. And that's not the president. So bold move. Interesting. I take Gary's point. Do it. And toward the end of it, announce you're out there doing it. Then go back to the White House. Might be the play. But I do think it's supportive. I believe in the ride along. If more people did it with cops, I'd love to force some of these big mouth Democrat progressives, like the people over here in Delaware County, to ride along with cops. What the hell happened to the suburbs? That's my biggest contribution the last 10 years in talk radio, probably. I just don't understand it. Bucks County is still holding its own. I think they're going to elect Fred Herron and share the district attorney there. But Montgomery County is little Philadelphia. Chester County, horsey country, is allowing those people to run amok. And Delaware County might be the most progressive of all. Gender identity, bans on that. All this stuff on trans and trans support. I mean, what do you take if you're a school district there and you're saying, no, we can't have males compete against females? You're probably violative of this progressive mob here that runs Delaware County. And again, I'd have to pick a year. At a point in time, Delaware County was every bit as they had a thing called the War Board that ran it. They were every bit as Republican as Philadelphia was Democrat. I know that's hard to believe. That's how much it was a one-horse town. And now they're not just liberal. They're crazed. What are people there thinking? Let's go to Joe in Broomall, middle class. Yeah, that's a good spot. So, Joe, what happened to Delaware County? What's going on?
What I think, Tom, is most people moved from the city were other areas that were very Democratic, and they moved out here to Delaware County, and they elected a county council that has every single person on there is a Democrat.
Right. Exactly.
I don't even know if that's legal.
Right.
But
yeah, they are.
They're very progressive.
And they're progressives, not just liberals. That's all true. And 23% raising your taxes, unprecedented.
And we're going to get another around 20% coming up this fall.
Well, what's the reason,
so
Joe?
I
know this, that we have people that move to the suburbs and they bring the same failed values with them.
Yep.
What happened to all those Republicans, Irish Republicans and the like that were there, moderate Democrats? Where did they go?
They must have died off.
Okay.
My area, I live in Lawrence Park, and we are big time Trumpers here. But if you move, like, you go to Havertown, Harrisburg.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It's like, what happened? Because for 24 years, I taught driving lessons for a part-time job, right? And I drove around everywhere. And I talked to the parents and things like that. And a lot of people don't even know what's going on in their own county. So
yeah,
I think it's a lot of neglect that people don't know what's going on. We go to the board meetings, the council meetings, and a lot of people don't show up. And then I talk to people when I'm at the gym or something, and they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you got to get out and get to some of these meetings. These people are going to run us right out of freaking town.
I hear you. And you know what, Joe? I deem where you are, Lawrence Park, I know it, Broomall. That's kind of the middle class exemplar of Delaware County. It's like, it's like Levittown. It's almost like Levittown in Bucks County.
Well, you know, $600,000, $700,000 houses.
That's hard to believe, too.
So,
yeah, that's hard to believe.
And the taxes. Taxes used to be a bargain here. They're not a bargain anymore. And there's a lot of people with moving signs in front of their houses now.
Sad to see.
So we'll see what happens.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for the report. Appreciate it very much. Go ahead.
My old friend, Charlie Alexander, was running for the council.
Yes.
And the GOP here in Delaware County offered him a job to not run.
Oh, God.
And then they tried to smear him and get him everything off his thing of running, but it turns out he had cancer and he had to drop out. But they're not, in my opinion, the GOP and Delco are Democrats.
Thank you. I don't know about being Democrats, but guys, you're ineffectual there, the Republican Party. Sad to say it is. I'm not a guy going to pull punches on that. I don't see it. That's one of the reasons. And it's the old thing. He's right. People coming from places like Philadelphia, et cetera, fleeing some stuff. And then they come and mess up a place like Delaware County, which was middle class and basically ran itself, et cetera. It is stunning to see this continue. But the gender-affirming care part of it, all right? 855-839-1210. So we're in for a great show tomorrow, I can tell already. President Trump out there on patrol tonight. All right, hit us on the side question. We're going to talk to Greg Jarrett about this New York appeals court throwing out the Trump civil penalty of $515 million. But Greg has been hot on this group of so-called anti-fascists who are violent, pushing back against what they call fascism. He's been on Fox a lot with this. It intrigued me, but we'll talk several things with him. Your calls are next. Talk Radio 1210. All right.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Tom Giordano Show. So we finally have one of these Biden people testifying today, saying something for once. You know, all the people, I don't know why he was mentally incompetent, but we didn't see it, et cetera. Fifth Amendment. I reluctantly have to take the Fifth Amendment. What time? Fifth Amendment. Ian Sams. I don't know if you remember the guy. Youngish-looking, bald-headed guy. I thought he was one of their most effective. He was combative in a good sense. He testified about all these things he said about Biden, that he mentally sharp as a tack. And then he testified, though, under oath, he interacted only briefly with Biden 2 times in 4 years. They prop up Biden, you know, weekend at Bernie's. Ian Sams comes in. Everything's fine. You know, 10 seconds later, he's out. Only 2 times in 4 years, and yet he was one of the leading people out there testifying to his fitness. Now, is that criminal? We'll see. Is that violative of anything? 2 times in 4 years that he had access to him in any way, shape, or form, and yet he was one of the major people out there testifying to his mental acuity. And as I said, he was good. He was a jouster. First, I thought it was the guy that was testifying today about stealing women's clothes. Remember that guy?
Both bald guys.
Oh, God. Yeah, the bald guy. This guy was another bald guy, young guy. Oh, by the way, they're having a bald fest this weekend over in Grays Ferry with some rapper who I think is bald. And tomorrow we may do all-time baldies. That may be the side question.
We tried getting this Ian Sams guy on a few months back.
Oh, did we?
Because he was in charge of Kamala's campaign.
Ah, that's
like
right.
One of the higher ups.
Yeah, one of the higher ups. Yeah. So Ian Sams, I give credit where it's due. He was a guy who could mix it up pretty well. He wasn't stumbling and bumbling. And he just admitted, at least to his credit, he testified sort of, yeah, I met the president 2 times in 4 years. And it seemed to be, from what I'm seeing in the testimony, and these were very brief. And yet he's out there testifying every day and pushing back and saying, how dare you, to his mental acuity. Wow. Not hard to believe for what's going on so far. What will come of this? Why are we still doing it? Well, you have things like the 25th Amendment. You have who signed the pardons and other things. And you have who actually made presidential decisions. All these things have to be stopped. And if we ever get to the bottom of it, you're going to see there's 3 or 4 of them there that had big lanes of power, maybe even Dr. Jill Biden, or she was directing them. It's illegal and it's unconstitutional. But Ian Sams, 2 times he testified. Again, I give credit because the others just took the Fifth Amendment. Does he not see how preposterous this is, given his body of work and what he was doing? That he only saw Biden 2 times. We have, this is cut 15. We have another illegal alien here who also caused a major accident. And when asked about it, truck driver didn't even understand what they were asking him about. And Henry, I should have said it, it's evergreen. The New Britain police did answer Henry. I wanted to know. They said they were cracking down. Get them on a Monday or Tuesday, the police. I'd like to hear, why did they have to take down from their website that this isn't about immigration? It's about following the traffic laws. I mean, that's all that they were doing. They could have left up what they said. We have menaces on the road here. Here's Trey Gowdy. This illegal alien driver, the one that caused the accident where two people were killed in this big U-turn he was making. This is Cut 15. YouTube.com/1210. Trey Gowdy says, hey, if Gavin Newsom is elected, and he might be the leading Democrat at this point, then what you're going to have is more illegal alien menaces on the highways and byways doing this very stuff. Here's Gowdy.
This story has a lot of people shaking their heads. You have an illegal immigrant who shouldn't have even been here, can't speak English, completely flunked the driver test where he couldn't recognize different road signs on the highway, somehow ends up getting commercial driver's licenses in California and Washington, sanctuary states. Now three people in Florida are dead. Your top line thoughts on this story?
There are two more facts that we should add to it. He's been here since 2018. So for 7 years, whatever asylum claim he's had has not been adjudicated. 7 years is a joke to not adjudicate something. Secondly, he comes from India. And Bill, if you and I were to sit together and brainstorm on the most dangerous countries in the world that we're dying to get out of, India wouldn't be on our list. So why is he coming to the United States? Why has it taken 7 years to adjudicate his claim? How did you pass a driver's test when you can't speak English or read road signs? All of the look, if you want California policies nationwide and Gavin Newsom's clearly running for president, this is what you can expect. It's a sanctuary state. California, they welcome people like this. Look. This ain't murder, but the three people are every bit as dead if it had been murder.
All right, there you go from Trey Gowdy. Three people dead, and you can say, well, don't we have drunken truck drivers and all? And every time that's said, I come back to, look, we have our own problems. But I do know this. If this maniac were not in this country, those people would be alive. Your question, if this maniac were not in this country illegally, and to Gowdy's point, and Newsom driving 7 years, sanctuary state, what the hell with the road signs? And then we're just looking at another guy. These people would be alive. That's all that I care about. I don't care about any other comparison. Get them out. Just get every one of them out. Get them off the roads. And I hope the New Britain police come on, because I commend them. And I don't think they should have taken down what they posted and the watch that they put out there. They were exactly right. Can you imagine explaining to these families this maniac made this giant U-turn with a giant truck and they're dead? Well, you better not say he's here illegally. We still don't know about the maniac who allegedly stabbed a guy to death over in Kenneth Square. People send me stuff every day. I can't get a straight answer. I think he's here illegally. Mushroom country. Allegedly stabs a guy to death, takes off, robs a whole bunch of cars, and then at the end they catch him burglarizing a house. All in a couple hour period. Yeah. These people are out of control. Get them out. All right, coming up, the great Greg Jarrett. We'll talk about this, what he's been talking about on Fox, these anti-fascists who are violent. But I'll ask him about the president winning on this $515 million civil penalty. Next on Talk Radio 1210. All
right. When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. Greg Jarrett coming up shortly here. A lot on Twitter, of course. Sheriff Trump on the job. Trump patrolling tonight in Washington. And our buddy Newman Price just put up on Twitter a portfolio of the pictures around Lincoln High School. Just ridiculous what they're doing to accommodate 900 students in the freshman class in trailers. Again, we have to keep on making the case in places like Philadelphia with Larry Krasner on the rise. This is all tied together. This is Democrats. This is their policies. This is what they do. If you're in a place like Northeast Philadelphia, we've been talking about the suburbs, relatively middle class. I think it was Joe from Broomall, Lawrence Park. This is what they do. Yet Pew reporting that 1 million have left. Pew Research Day, big study indicating that. They also say Jersey is right up there in the top five as far as illegal immigration. All right, so Trump's making progress by leaps and bounds. That's pretty good for about a 6-7 month period. Despite all the hurdles, all the difficulties, and they're getting more people on ICE, and we're going to see more of this. And how do you look yourself in the mirror when you have this maniac making this huge U-turn at high speed, giant truck, kills three people? We just played you Trey Gowdy. Again, if he weren't here, if he weren't allowed to go wild with these asylum claims and nonsense and all that for 7 years, and somehow or another, he can't read the road signs, he gets the commercial driver's license. Even a place like California, that's hard to believe, isn't it? No, it just gets overwhelming. Just let them do whatever they want and people die. And I don't want to hear about, well, what about when we, and just shut up. We're trying to cut this down. Incrementally, we're trying to do that. The American people are with us. I just don't know in places like Philadelphia and apparently Delaware County now. What do you need before you see, say, this progressive group out there, gender identity, raising taxes 23%? I mean, who in the world doesn't see that this is out of? That's one of the reasons people used to move to the suburbs, to reestablish stability, lower taxes, well-run government. And now we end up with groups that are completely preposterous. All right, side question today. Today we're looking, given my experience the last couple of days with DMV. You heard that on the morning show. It was a lot of fun, but not while I was sitting there. Something that you dread, all right? Something that you dread. All right, one of our all-time favorites, noted attorney From Fox News Channel, one of the principal guys, Greg Jarrett, with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Greg, great day to have you on. It's always a good day. I happen to see your interest in this so-called, in quotes, anti-fascist group that is violent. You got to be violent going after the fascists. Why did you get interested in this? What's going on with it?
Well, I noticed it, and there's certainly been a rise in, you know, these shadowy anti-fascist groups. And transgender activists were recently arrested in connection with this armed July 4th ambush at a Texas ICE facility. So they've been charged with everything from terrorist-related crimes to, you know, aiding and abetting obstruction of law enforcement and a whole host of crimes. You know, it was so devious. They approached an ICE facility. They lured out agents by spray painting their vehicles, set off fireworks. So when the agents came out, they unloaded some 30 rounds, injuring one of the ICE agents. Those are serious crimes. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, we've seen a lot of this. Some of it is simply driven by a hatred of Donald Trump, his determination to close the border and evict, illegals, particularly criminals who are here in the United States. But, there are other groups associated with Antifa, which is a decentralized movement, doesn't, you know, really represent an organization. People and groups associate with their anti-fascist ideology that I suspect many of them cannot even define, but they arm themselves and they engage in serious violent behavior.
Yeah, this fascism stuff, Greg, my background, I think you know, before I got into talk radio, and I still do a lot of it even nationally, was teaching, was school. The NEA says their prime mission this year is to fight fascism. Randy Weingarten, the AFT, her book is Why Fascists Hate Public Schools. They're both using that terminology, which, as you just dropped, that they don't know. It's just a synonym for Trump or MAGA people or right wing, not what fascism really means.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's sort of one of those amorphous woke terms that has arisen during the culture wars and unfortunately has taken an ugly and dangerous turn.
Greg, we saw today Court of Appeals, I guess the other side might appeal this, but President Trump relieved of the $515 million in the civil case, the fraud. And I remember at the time, if it's the one I'm thinking of, there was talk in New York they might have to repossess or sell Trump Tower and things like that to pay all this.
Yeah, it was outrageous, not only by the state attorney general, Letitia James, who brought the case because she hates Trump and campaigned on the promise to get Trump and then conjured up a phony case. But the judge, Arthur Engoron, bought into it hook, line, and sinker. And, you know, it was clearly yet another of the lawfare cases. And understand, Dom, that lawfare is a political weapon disguised as a legal one. And as a consequence, it's destined to fail when the scrutiny of the law eventually catches up to it, as it did today, with the ruling by the New York Appellate Division tossing out the roughly $500 million in a civil judgment against Trump. The penalty was outrageous. Wholly disconnected to, you know, the alleged wrong, and it constituted an excessive monetary punishment that violates the Eighth Amendment, which is what the five jurists on the panel ruled. Now, they do leave in place some of the injunctive orders, you know, whether there should be monitoring in the future of the Trump Organization, that part will be litigated, as well as the merits of this, you know, absurd abuse of the law, a consumer protection statute that's never been used to bring a fraud case. It doesn't apply. You know, it was a fraud case devoid of any actual fraud. The evidence and the testimony by the lending bank said, there's no fraud here. We made money.
Yeah, I remember that. That was the takeaway phrase. As the guy who really has written some of the definitive books on Russiagate, what do you like or not like where we are right now with the exposure by Tulsi Gabbard and others? And Greg, moving forward on that, what do you see?
Well, you know, Kash Patel of the FBI has been digging for buried treasure. And, you know, he has discovered a trove of long hidden documents that expose the corruption and, you know, the suspected crimes of those who did two things. They conspired to protect Hillary Clinton and simultaneously targeted Donald Trump. And, you know, the names of the bad actors are familiar to anybody who's read my books, The Russia Hoax, Witch Hunt. I mean, they're all there in these newly discovered documents. Comey, Clapper, Brennan, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Sally Yates of the DOJ, Obama himself, and, of course, Hillary Clinton and many of her top officials in her campaign. It is, Tom, a rogues gallery of contemptible figures.
Yes.
Right? And, you know, I think what is happening here is that the Department of Justice is taking a very close look at crimes that may have been committed. And I laid out a variety of crimes committed in my two books. And, you know, sometimes the wheels of justice grind slowly, particularly when incriminating evidence is long concealed.
Absolutely. And you are on it relentlessly. Greg, the story that intrigues me the most today, wanted to ask to that point we just made. Ian Sams. Now, this guy I remember as a spokesperson for Biden, and then he was higher up, I think, with Kamala Harris. He was effective, though. I'll tell you that as a communicator, as a host, because he could parry, he could go back, you know what I mean? He could bob and weave. He didn't just say a talking point. Well, he testified today that even though he was one of the people vouching for Biden, that he only met him briefly two times in 4 years. And he's the first guy that actually has said, I'm commending him for it. You know what I mean? The other guy just Fifth Amendment. This guy said, yeah, it was two times in 4 years.
You know, look, anybody who was paying attention should not be surprised. Mm-hmm. Before the 2020 election, before, you know, people even voted for Joe Biden, I wrote a column and did a podcast. It was entitled, If Biden is Elected, He'll Be the Marionette President Controlled by Others. And you could see it during, the pandemic-riddled election where they used it as an excuse to hide Biden in a basement. They'd trot him out periodically, for proof of life, sort of like dragging around a Weekend at Bernie's, right? And they were very cautious. They would actually script any favorable interviews that they had. The guy was out to lunch. And it only grew worse when he took office, and particularly in the last couple of years. And we all saw it. I mean, you could see it on stage. He stumbled, fumbled, and mumbled and, you know, couldn't put a subject with a predicate. And he was obviously suffering from some form of mental deterioration. He had no business being president of the United States. But they hit him out in the White House, and only a select handful, his inner circle, was ever allowed to interact with him. So here you have one of the chief spokespersons who apparently, you know, saw him twice.
Twice in 4 years. He said it. Yes.
I mean, it's hard to believe. So it's understandable that decisions were not really being made by Joe Biden, but by others. And when it comes to using an auto pen, that could constitute the crime of forgery and fraud.
Exactly right. And the pardons, too, in both ways, Greg, with that. So what's next for you, Greg? What are you working on, if anything? You're taking I know writing a book has to be arduous, to put it mildly. Anything on your mind at this point?
No, listen, writing books is a miserable experience. I've done enough of that. So I'm taking a vacation from being an author.
All right. Let us know when you come back on that vacation. But day to day, we always love hearing you. Thank you, Greg, very much.
My appreciation to you, Tom. Thanks very much. Take care.
All right, Greg Jarrett here on Talk Radio 12. Yeah, Ian Sams. Well, I did see him two times in 4 years. At least the guy said something. The first, it has not fully taken the Fifth Amendment.
I was going to say, real quick, he makes dreading. We're talking about the side question. Yes. Dreading writing a book. Yeah, that's.
What? I've tried to do it. I'm not going to have a ghostwriter. Wouldn't do that. And I have a lot of material. I did interviews of people when a teacher came into their life that changed their life, that type of thing. People like Dr. Phil. Yeah. Okay. And Dr. Phil said he moved around a lot as a kid, and he went to this place in Colorado, standing there for football practice or something. He's thinking about coming out, and the coach says, throw the ball to the fat kid over there. He remembers that. Mike Rowe was a stutterer. So he got into drama somehow or another. Had this coach thought he had some this teacher and said, Mike, play somebody who doesn't stutter. And apparently that turned around. And sometimes in this, they break down. They're tearful. Jennifer Ferraro. The woman who ran for vice president. Why am I? Yes.
Sounds like.
The story was they were going to kick her out. They didn't have the money of this private girls' school she was going to, Catholic school. The nuns here laundered the money with the nuns in Italy because you couldn't make real estate deals then after the war by treaty. And laundered the money so that they were able to sell it, and she was able to remain in school. Huh. She told that story for like 20 minutes. So
Geraldine was the name you were
Geraldine, yeah. Why? Yeah.
No one has that name anymore.
Yeah, and I was friendly with her. So my point is that I have all that, and I started it. It is murderous. When you go through it once, even with great material, very difficult. Okay, more calls coming up. Dom's Money Melody. Yesterday was an all-timer, the great Eminem, by some foreign country. I'm not going to say it again.
Kazakhstan.
But yeah, Kazakhstan. That's right. Coming up, though, I want to get into this. I remember when this guy said it, and I'll ask Kirk and I'll ask Henry. Share of U.S. adults who say they consume alcohol beverages is going way down. Mm-hmm. I remember the former Surgeon General. When he talked about cancer and alcohol, it was like, get this guy out of here. It was toward the end of his term. And I'm still saying that. Why are people suddenly against alcohol? What are we talking about here? Wine's good for you. RFK Jr. would agree with me, I'm sure. Well, I don't know. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. All right, time to your Dano show. So I remember it was, I believe, during like, I want to say December. It was after Trump had won, the last days of the Biden regime. And the U.S. Surgeon General, Vivek Murthy, released an advisory detailing the link between alcohol consumption and several kinds of cancer, called upon Congress to update warning labels on booze involving cancer. Well, Axios has a big piece up saying goodbye dry January because people are already dry. They're already going down this path. And I just don't understand Republicans. Among partisans, there's a drinking divide. Among Republicans, those who drink has dropped sharply in the last 2 years, 19 percentage points. What's wrong with Republicans? Johnny at Mulligan's. John, if you're listening, tell us, are you seeing that downturn? Democrats have only dropped 3%.
Really?
Now, I know Henry is a big-time boozer. That was one of the highest qualities for this job that we looked at. And Greg Stocker commends that. We think that makes for great production. You know, when the host gets a little bit boring, they should be able to dip into something there. But, you know, and I'm not even talking hard liquor. They're talking about even beer, wine, whatever. What did this guy set off? Are they afraid of cancer? Is this the MAHA movement with RFK Jr.? In your age range, what's the reason, and particularly Republicans, no drinking?
I would think there is a health aspect to it. I don't think people like getting hungover. They don't like the after effects of, you know, drinking a night out. And I don't think they understand the social aspect of it anymore.
That's where I was going to go.
So I think that's a big factor in this as well.
But why all of a sudden? What was the trigger, do you think?
I don't think it was this guy.
Okay.
I think the rise of, you know, weed consumption has something to do with it.
You'd rather stay in, get high.
You're not going to be hung over the next day. You know, you could still hang out with friends if that's what you wanted to do. But
That's kind of non-social, the weed thing.
I totally agree with you.
I mean, alcohol is the NFL. This is baseball, the weed consumption here, as far as the way I see it. Kirk, what do you say?
I also have another theory.
Go ahead, Kirk.
I was going to say. I don't think it's really. I think part Henry's right. I think it is the not getting hungover, you know. And I think too, like, you know, drinks are expensive. I'm not going to lie. So I think maybe that maybe has the cost. The cost may have something to do with it. Maybe, but I think the over. But as far as like health concerns is, yeah, you know, I don't. People want to get hungover and, you know, get too, you know, liquored up.
But it's always been the way. And again, you guys haven't addressed. Henry's got another theory. Why Republicans 19% down? That's something weird.
Yeah, Republicans, that's a little odd. I mean, Democrats, I can understand. They lose everything.
Yeah.
You know, they have to drink the pain away. Another theory I have is that a lot of like Gen Z, you know, we're putting up a lot of boundaries. You know, you don't want to make yourself uncomfortable anymore.
So that's also part of doing that.
You know, going out when you don't want to go out anymore. Like someone's right. like, right. you know, we're celebrating this. You got to come out and you can be like, no, I don't really feel like it now. Like there's no societal pressure to, you know, be there for someone else. So because there's no, you put up your own boundaries to prevent your own social battery from being drained. I think that also plays a factor in whether people drink alcohol or not because they're not going out to begin with.
There's some Gen Xers like myself are not that social either. So that's also too. I mean, I think maybe Republican, maybe that's kind of a low number, but yeah, I think
19%,
it's more
6% times the number of Democrats that are swearing off alcohol. My God, how am I going to be doing mulligans? All right, 855-839-1210. Johnny, on the front lines, you ought to tell us, do you see any of that? And in addition to that, have you curtailed? Is it the MAHA, Make American Healthy Again? Glass of wine? Come on, I can make the argument that is more helpful for you. But this guy talking about cancer, too, ridiculous. I mean, you don't want to be hung up. Drink in moderation, whatever your tolerance is. But my goodness, this is just misery. 855-839-1210. Grab a line.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.